The sound of Charleston 105.5 The Bridge. Good morning at 7s, and I got Rob in the studio with me this morning, president of the South Carolina Stingrays. How you doing this morning?
Good, Evan. How are you?
I'm doing good. I enjoyed our conversation off air, talking a little sports, other than hockey.
Absolutely. Great to see that you're a Patriots fan. We got a lot of mutual friends here in the Charleston area, and it's good to catch up with you off air, like you said.
Yeah, I know. I enjoy talking about it. And so you got some really cool things going on this weekend. What you got?
Yeah, it's January, so January is always a busy month for the South Carolina Stingrays. We play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend, but this Saturday is our annual Pack the House game where all tickets are $10, military appreciation night as well. Before the game, we're going to have our 5th annual Deputy Joe Matuszkiewicz police firefighter hockey game. That's from 2 to 4, and then in between periods, we're going to actually have the Charleston sled hockey team out there as well. Guys will be wearing the special military jerseys,
yeah.
And after the game, the jerseys are going to get auctioned off, and proceeds from the jersey auction are going to go back to the sled hockey team.
That's pretty cool. Okay,
yeah.
Sled.
Yeah.
You said sled hockey,
yes.
So South Carolina law enforcement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we actually sled.
Yeah, there's actually two, sorry, I apologize. there's two groups of charities we're working with. Deputy Joe Matuszkiewicz was a police officer who was... He died in the line of duty about 6-7 years ago, and a bunch of his coworkers have an annual hockey game for him where they raise money, sell the jerseys afterwards to go back to his fund. And then we're working with a local group, the Charleston Sled Hockey organization, and they had a great story on Channel 5, and in between periods, on the first and second periods, they're going to go out there and actually play.
Okay,
and
cool.
We tied in the jersey auction to their foundation as well. So great weekend. Sunday, the game's at 3. Friday and Saturday, the game's at 7. So, but we'd love to get 10,000 people in the arena on Saturday night. That's our goal. $10 are all the tickets, and it's free parking as well.
Well, that's a great deal right there.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you're a busy guy.
Yeah, well, it's
so
fun.
Do you know where stingrays swim?
Where?
In the harbor.
Boston Harbor.
I'm loving this accent.
Yeah, good deal, yeah. It's good to hear that you're... Not too many folks down here are big Patriots fans, so it was good to hear that you're a diehard Boston sports fan and Alabama.
Yeah, because we have the same history.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, that's one of the reasons I like Boston so
cool.
much.
That's awesome.
History.
It's good to hear.
Yeah,
good.
So it's pretty cool, man.
Good.
And we know some of the same people.
That's right,
downtown.
Yeah. St. Michael's Church,
yeah.
Reverend Al Zadig. He's the best. He's the biggest Patriots fan in the world. So
yeah.
big game this weekend.
Minister of St. Michael's Church
yeah.
from Boston.
Yeah.
So he did a sermon last week on Jesus. He's wicked awesome. And I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Good deal.
Well, thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thanks
Rob.
For having me, Evans. Good to see you.
All right.